hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
Oh, my God. We're on right now, John. Stop talking. John Heffron's here, everybody. He's at the Tempe Improv this weekend because we're doing stuff again. This is great. We've got people in the studio. John Heffron joins us now, and he is
let's get a better angle.
Turned into a teen girl. If you want to watch this entire interview, John's doing it on...
Hi, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Give me a thumbs up button, and I have a Patreon page. Hi, guys.
What is your page?
Hi, guys. Welcome. Today, I'm going to show you how to really make your farmhouse look farmhouse chic. Hi, guys.
Sorry. I'm going to pay attention to you guys.
You don't have to do that. You can do whatever you want.
It's good to see you. These are headphones.
You
flip it. This is so annoying.
So you're going to Bob and Tom this entire video and just tell us what everything actually is? This is a microphone.
This is a microphone, and these are headphones, and then
Hi,
I talk.
Hi, guys. Welcome. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Hi, guys.
you were literally filming this entire thing on your page. For clicks and likes and such. You're trying to influence. You're like a little Jake Paul.
That's a result of the pandemic. You had time to look at some of this stuff.
Are we filtered? Do we have glitter? How do we look?
Yeah, we have a good. We have face. We're all. I'm not a cat.
I am not a cat. I assure you.
You know what's so funny? During this whole year, you would think that I would dial in just a lot of creative stuff. Because my whole life, my literally whole life after traveling as a comic for 32 years, 35 weeks a year, my biggest complaint always was if I only had more time, if I had 2 weeks at home, then I would just get this, so much done. I'd probably build a guitar. I'll start my knife collection building. I'll probably start making shoes or become a sous chef. I don't even know what that is.
You're going to forge steel.
I'm going to forge steel. Yeah. If only I had 2 weeks at home to do something. Obviously, I've just had a year. And nothing.
Not a
52
thing.
52 weeks. Nothing.
Somebody said that to me.
I cranked out 4 episodes of a podcast that I could have done 23 hours, you know, nonstop. Like, remember in the 80s when they do the marathon? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The station manager, we locked the door. The station manager can't even get in. We're giving away 10 Hootie and the Blowfish tickets. He only wants us to give away 2. You can't tell. We're Coffee Jabber, 8:15.
Pirate Radio.
Yeah, so
you've broken the chair.
But I kind of did nothing.
I talked to somebody in February, and they're like, a year I sat at home. I could have learned a language. And all the things, now you can start looking back and go, what I didn't do in this last year and what I've realized I'm capable of as far as laziness is concerned. Because I can hit new levels of nothingness that I never knew I was capable of.
I had a few of those. I had a few because – did you guys work from home?
No.
I did.
Well, he did for a while because he had the COVID.
Yeah.
So you had COVID. So you were at least were forced to do a job.
Yes.
there were moments where I would get phone calls and it was just, here, these weeks in June, they're done. Okay. Yeah. So every phone call you'd get, you'd pull out this poor little sad calendar.
Right. Scratch things out.
This calendar that was, you have all these things. You were just this poor, this calendar is like, what? I was born to be a calendar, not having dates erased from me. This is the worst calendar ever, right? So so that happened. So then I had a couple weeks of literally doing nothing. And those days blended in where you're just like, I just watched everything on the internet.
I got a question for you along the line.
Mm-hmm.
You, we got into it a little bit last time. But started talking about the bug out bags and stuff during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You stock up on lead.
You
have
to think this
did
was it.
Some prepping, more
sure, a big bug out guy.
Redesign stuff.
Yeah. So I've always been a big bug out guy. Like you said, always been a prepper, bought stuff. And then when actually, you know, crap went down when we needed to, I was a horrible prepper.
You didn't have anything.
Yeah, horrible evaluation.
I was not prepared. For
what are you prepared for?
I was,
you know?
Okay. So here's so I bought a farmhouse in Michigan right before the pandemic. Old house built in the 1800s. Cause why would I want consistent temperature in every room?
Right. That's dumb.
That would be weird.
It's overrated.
I like walking in one room, having to be hot, walk in another room, and then getting the chills.
A house with seasons.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
You want to hang meat in one room?
Right. Yeah. I'll go, and I'll I just think, like, there was so much air coming out of this socket. Like, electricity should be coming out of this socket. Not
but it's cool air.
But it's nice, cool air, and I go, and I dry shirts on it. So I realized after traveling for 30-some years, like I said, I didn't even know how to grocery store shop.
You don't even know how to say it.
For more than, yeah.
For a month or two at a time.
Grocery
stores. Listen,
grocery
shop. You guys are kind of the first people I've seen in almost a year.
Actual grocery store shopping is hard.
This is kind of like the others where I've come up out of the ground like I'm feral and I'm trying to, I just was frozen in a block. But I don't even shop for more than 3 days at a time because I traveled so much.
Right.
I'd get food for like Monday through Wednesday, and then I was always on the road. So now I didn't even know how to prep food shop.
Right.
I go to the store.
You
and I'm
buy
like,
canned
how,
meats.
How many?
You,
yeah. I guess I'll get a bunch of cereal and then just the family bag of chips, like a couple of that. I bought nothing of
giant bags of rice.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of microwave rice, and there. It's funny. Whatever food you have left, well, you guys, yeah, I know you had COVID and you actually got it, but yes. Here, beginning in Michigan, we were restaurants. You couldn't even eat in restaurants up until about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So for a full year, right? You guys had it for like 15 minutes here?
Yeah, 10, 15 minutes.
10 minutes.
We took a break.
It came through.
I think we're good.
Like they came across the news. There's a deadly pandemic. Please stay in your house for 7 minutes and 45 seconds. And then as a radio guy, you guys probably had sales guys who went, we can sponsor the pandemic. Want to sponsor it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so this pandemic is brought to you by Stan's Toyota. Stan's Toyota for more. So,
less pandemic, more deals.
Yeah. So I look at my pantry now, and I see all the food I bought a year ago and just decided I need to throw that away because if I haven't eaten it not in a year, because I bought rice that has like chunks of carrots or crud in it.
I have.
And I'm like, I'm not eating that. There's just, I bought just wrong food. I bought all these old school.
Wait a minute. Carrots are crud?
Like yeah, I'm not eating. If there's a little, I hate chicken noodle soup with little floaty carrots. I'm out. I'm done. They bug me. I don't know why.
I bought in it. I bought a 90-day supply that it the buckets.
Oh, you did? You got the bug out bucket.
When I was in the height of the pandemic, like I didn't get the full 5 gallon of queso.
Right.
But it lasts for 25 years.
Not in your house.
Yeah. No, once I crack that thing, it's toast.
Yeah, it's
and
over.
It's not 90 days.
Yeah, no. I got a bunch of chicken noodle soup, and like tons of it. So I'm going to be a hero next food drive.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to walk up like, here you go. And they're always so generous. I'm like, really? It was just a terrible decision last March.
Yeah, I bought they're not called TV dinners. I'm aging myself.
The microwavable dinners?
This the Hungry Man. Yeah.
They're still Hungry Man?
There are.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
there's still things. Took his word for it.
There's one that's.
All right. Don't get excited. He's on a roll with something else.
No, and then they throw all these diet, like, but it was, so it was like TV dinners to me. Old school TV dinners.
Yeah.
And I bought a bunch because I figured they're not going to go bad. Right. They're full meals. All I got to do is warm them up. But the old new house that I got has a – here's what I learned during the pandemic. It has a bottom drawer freezer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which is the dumbest invention. Whoever invented that, whatever person invented refrigerator, the stuff gets smashed.
Yeah.
Like you can't – you put a box or two of anything in there, you can't close it. It's dumb.
It becomes a trash compactor.
Yeah.
You
got
to pack it in.
It's dumb. So I bought all these. So then all of them are busted, half open, freezer burned on the inside. So
there goes the Salisbury steak.
Yeah. And then you're like, what do you do? And then I just realized that this was a kid's thing. And to this day, I think that's why I'm such a picky eater on those meals is like I don't like things touching.
I don't either.
And I think it's because of those meals.
Yeah.
And I have to have brownies with pieces of green beans in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always think of brownies and corn together.
It's always the chocolate pudding that would cross over into the...
I don't think you had a problem with that.
No, well, you probably hammered that. I didn't like to put the green in the chocolate
pudding. Yeah, but the corn and the brownie were going to the same place. That's I have a feeling they got frenzy eaten.
Yeah, and the Salisbury steak is the greatest. If you ever go to like a real nice steakhouse mm-hmm. and you're trying to impress people, don't order the Salisbury.
Yeah, that's not the one on the menu.
Yeah, that's what if you're a Ruth Chris and they're bringing out all the chunks of going, here's all the different meats we have, don't go in. I'll have the Salisbury. Yeah, that's
with,
not
with that, the home gravy.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
So you discovered through this entire pandemic, basically, that this whole bug out thing has just been a waste of time.
Well, and
are you still that way now? Do you still have your bug out bag, or do you look at it now as sort of a failure?
You got your 12-in-1 on you, don't you?
I got a bunch of stuff, but moving to the house that I moved to, I felt was the bug out. I bought.
Oh, it's way out in nowhere.
I have. I don't own acres. I'm in between a family farm, but on one out of one window is maybe 700 acres.
Oh, no kidding.
And the other side is maybe 1,000 acres. And when I bought the house, there was no crops or anything. In about August, there was nothing but corn, and I realized my house is super scary. Like, I'm now like, it looked awesome, but now I'm just, I have a house
it's
in the
creepy.
Middle. There's, listen, when I was, if you're younger, growing up, there were two corn movies. Two. There was one, there's a nice baseball one. Guys came out, they're like, hey, we should play baseball. Hey, Dad, want to have a catch? And then, and then there's Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, when I saw Children of the Corn originally, I loved that movie because I was 11, and I'm like, yeah, kill old people. I don't care about old people.
They're dudes.
Everybody, yeah, just every they're kind of jerks. Everybody yell at you for being on their lawn. They're not, like, making you do homework. Just run around and kill old people. But now that I'm 50, I'm the exact age of the people that they kill. I've demoed into the age that the corn kids kill people.
And keep in mind, both movies are about dying.
Yeah.
The cornfield represents death.
Yeah, so that's
that is true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well water, so I won't run on it. Just,
oh,
it just smells.
What generator?
Yeah, smells like
what about generator?
Poop and sulfur.
I have a generator. Came with the house.
The house, okay.
But when the power went out, all the instructions on how to read the generator, I couldn't read it. It's written on some not 50-year-old guy eyesight font. It's like the side of a weird.
It's like a pill bottle.
Yeah. There's so now I need a magnifying glass so I can turn on the generator.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Now, so you've had because last time we saw you, you've had a hell of a couple years because you went on stage once and your face fell off, and then came in here.
Okay, was that the last time? That,
yeah, last time we saw you was right. You were just recovering from
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, you get the Bell's palsy on stage, and then you're going through all sorts of stuff, and then COVID hits.
Yeah, it was one of those things. In but it's a life. So just to back up, and because you guys keep really good notes, you're listening.
We remember.
Yeah, you're listening.
How do you forget that?
So here, so
You're the guy whose face fell off. I forgot. Many friends of mine have that story.
No, we've let it go.
Is it uncomfortable to talk about?
Well,
worried you're going to spark it again?
I got to say, you know, when you get Bell's palsy, your whole right side of your face just completely drops, paralyzed. Now, for the last year, everyone wearing a mask, I was a year off.
Right.
This would have been the year. This would have been the year to get it because you slap it on and you can just walk around and do your thing and nobody would know.
If there's ever been a time for Bell's palsy,
this was this year. This would have been the year because the mask literally, I love these masks. I don't understand. They don't take away any of my freedom. I enjoy them.
Yeah.
It keeps me from having to chew gum. And I don't care about my breath. I think everybody should wear masks.
Yeah, I've got no issue with them either, except for it starts fights. People get too weird about them.
I was in Tampa 6 months ago, so kind of right before there's any sign of vax. I had a mask on. I went and did a show, and while I was walking, a gentleman had an opinion of me for wearing a mask.
Right. Not favorable, probably.
Not favorable, but I also stay out of people's business. Yeah. I tend to think if you're wearing a T-shirt, you should leave the sleeves on.
Right.
So we all have different views, and we all have different fashion looks and things that we think are acceptable.
I was called the homo F-word because I had a mask on.
Yeah, I was similar. Yeah.
similar.
Yeah,
call.
Yeah. So the guys with the sleeveless Hooters T-shirt suddenly is telling me how I should look, which
insulted.
I think was, you know. I didn't say anything about his bandana, and he should say anything about my mask. So I go, what? And then he calls me one of those names.
Yeah.
And I was just so mad that anyone would care or made it that political, whatever
just
I wanted to do
to get so worked
protect,
up over
that. Why are you protect so my body. Yeah. And I would never tell anybody that you shouldn't. So I went into on stage that night, and it was Tampa, and I looked at everybody, and I told that story, and I equally got met with, yeah, you're a wuss for wearing your mask.
Right.
So then I looked at the entire audience. I go, you guys are from Tampa. And you're telling me that I shouldn't wear a mask. And three times a year, you have parties and dress like pirates. So the fake eye patch is completely acceptable in these parts.
The celebration.
I take the same amount of material, move it to my mouth to get your stanky cigarette Budweising smelling breath on me, and now I
wish you had Bell's palsy when that guy called you that, so you could slide the mask down and just go,
oh my god,
he'd still be having nightmares.
Yeah, so that was my year. So I got
you had a great year.
I had divorce, Bell's palsy, kind of in that order ish.
Kind of. You're not sure when the bells actually got kicking.
Yeah, yeah, like right towards the end.
Right.
Then moved to. And that's the thing too. If whatever's going on in your life, and I know we've had people listening have had maybe a tough year or trying to figure out or had to get your hustle on a different way. You have to be grateful that whatever thing's keeping you up at night is. That's the only thing keeping you up.
Yeah.
Because there's a billion people that would trade their lives for the thing that's keeping you up in a hot second.
Yeah. Yeah.
And their life would be perfect. I had one of those. So when I got Bell's palsy, I was going through my divorce. I was at a hospital in Dayton, Ohio. I'm skipping a lot of this story, but I was in Dayton, Ohio. I texted my brother, who was a heart PA. He's works on hearts. And I go, is this a stroke? And I just got that texting thing, the bubble that pops up when people are waiting, when you're waiting for a response. Right. And then I'm just thinking, it's a yes or no question. Right. Is it a stroke or not? My whole right side is gone. And then I got an emoji thumbs up. So I'm like, okay, it's a stroke, right?
Most likely.
Yeah. So then I had to jump in a car, my rental car. It was in Dayton, Ohio. It was Christmas Eve morning.
Oh.
Had to find a hospital, and I'm like, who's working on Christmas Eve? These are the people who don't have enough hours not to have to work on Christmas Eve. So I show up, and I'm like, grandma, my parents are this, and they did these tests, and they go, it's Bell's palsy. And if you don't know what Bell's palsy is, it's basically your brain loses the Wi-Fi password to the right side of your face. I don't know how to describe it. Your brain sends info to the right side of your face, and your right side does nothing.
The right side's buffering.
And then your right side's like, well, what was the last password you remember? And then your brain's like, I don't know. It's 50 years since we set it up. Try John at his mom's vagina.org.net.edu. I don't even know what address that would be.
At Earthlink.
Yeah, so then I'm sitting there, so they have to admit me because they think it might be a tumor, maybe they think was pinching. So they didn't know. I had three people that had three different opinions.
Oh.
And all I was thinking is being a guy from Michigan, is I just don't want to die in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what am I going
to
do to you?
If I can just make it to there's a Cabela's right on the border of Ohio and Michigan. If I can just make it into that parking lot, and then I'll just army crawl. I'll just crawl. There's probably a deer stand. I'll crawl into that, and then I'll die, and they'll find me in the spring. Like, that was kind of the plan. But I had a moment. Once I'm admitted, now it's Christmas Eve night, and I'm alone in Dayton, Ohio.
Man.
And I'm just like, boo-hoo, I'm getting a divorce. My life sucks. My life can't get any worse
than
this.
Did the ex call you?
Didn't even know, because that was the whole thing. They wanted an emergency contact number, and I didn't know. It was the first time that question. I was like, we've made some lineup changes.
Yeah.
We made a trade.
Yeah, we made a trade. I don't know whose number. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just having one of those things going, what just happened to my life? And I'm like, boo-hoo, I'm getting a divorce. My life sucks. And then I think that's when life went, oh, my gosh, you big baby. You don't you want it to suck more? How about this? Yeah. How about you've been married for 17 years? How about right when you're single, we drop the right side of your face? Let's do it on. Let's do it on Christmas Eve. Come on, wanna? Come on.
Your Tinder profile is amazing.
Let me change your Bumble profile to the picture you got. Hey, looking for a girl into the Phantom of the Opera guy. Hit me up.
You don't get sympathy puss with half a face missing. Like, you'd think, like, some diseases, women are like, oh, I'm gonna nurse him. But do you get any Bell's palsy ass for this? It doesn't really apply, does it?
It's a thing.
You're scary.
There's a lot of, like, why won't you ever look at me straight? There's a lot of, you know, turning your face completely sideways. But there was a lot where I did a show, that would be New Year's Eve, where Bell's palsy, your muscles drop and then everything has to compensate because your whole side of your face is paralyzed. So if you're just driving or whatever, your lips, whatever that little, the center part of your lip.
Cleft.
That's usually centered on you. Take that and Popeye it and throw your lips
it's an exaggerated
as far
Elvis.
To the left as you possibly can. Everybody do it now. Just as far together, though. Don't.
Okay.
Even more.
I don't think I can. I don't have that. My face actually works.
Okay, so it hurt. So that's how I was talking.
Yeah.
How you were doing that. So I was on stage on New Year's Eve. I don't know why I didn't cancel it.
So this is a week after.
This is
hoping it gets
one
better.
Week after you've gone through this nightmare. I didn't know this part.
Yeah, this is dumb.
This is dumb. All right, go on.
Walked on stage, and this woman, I don't know her. I know her face. She looked at me and she goes, "He looks so effed up." That's all she said. That's all I heard. And I had a hat on because I was trying to figure if I wore a turtleneck. And then have a hat sideways.
Push it all back up.
And then I kind of go look to the side. I can do the show. So when we're first, like, again, doing that nose thing, I had to grab with my right hand, I had to grab my upper, like you're doing that. I had to grab my upper mouth or lip.
Cheek.
And so try it. So pull it all the way back, okay? And then pull back the other side so you can at least
even it out.
So I had this. So I'm basically.
And you thought no one would notice.
I'm pulling my hand back like this, and I'm doing my show. I'm like, so, boy, mom, haircuts are weird, aren't they? Remember Scholastic Book Orders and I'm doing it, but then my hand started to hurt, so I had to put my left hand underneath my elbow, and then I'm doing my show like this. And so I would do a joke, and then the very next thought in my head would be, just leave the stage.
Yeah.
Just leave the stage. And then I just barreled through it. But the audience, right? You know how sometimes you're like, you have a special moment, and there's this thing, and the audience loves you, and you just, oh, we all got through adversity with each other. No.
Didn't happen.
They were Dayton, Ohio. They were pissed. They spent $35 a ticket.
Good money for this.
They could care less that I was up there having one of the most worst nights. Yeah.
Fish hooking his own act.
Oh yeah, trying to get through. I'm being heckled. Some drunk lady on wine and Xanax sounds worse than I do.
Turned it into open mic.
You know what's worse about this whole story? I want to know your Scholastic Book Orders. The whole thing. I haven't ever heard that one.
Oh, my Scholastic Book
Orders. I don't think I've heard that.
If I can, how's the?
Well, if you wouldn't mind doing it with your cheek wide open.
Yeah. How's the Instagram Live? Good. Do you need to change the angle at all?
Not being a
cinematographer.
You said not good.
You need to get some different angles.
So the Scholastic Book Order, a lot of people, and I found one recently. If you don't remember what Scholastic Book Order is, it's Amazon before Amazon. They had Amazon started with, here's a way for you to order books.
Right.
Online.
Right.
That's what Scholastic Book Orders did.
Yeah.
100 years before Amazon. But I think one of the reasons why it didn't work out was they had really crappy shipping.
Right.
Because you would order the books in October and then you wouldn't see your books until June.
Right.
And then you get all of them and you're like, my reading level has changed. Like, my parents are divorced now. I don't know whose house I'm allowed to bring the books to. Remember, because you'd always get the Guinness Book of World Records
absolutely.
With the two big, those two big heavy guys.
On the mini bikes?
The fat guys on the bikes.
The fat guy on the bike, and then the tall. It was the same.
And the Siamese twins. It was and just, then the person with the fan.
Like, that was a really good year
for freaks.
For that book.
Right.
And, right? Because right. I don't know what they looked like in the 90s. But
John Wadlow, the tallest man in the world.
I don't remember anybody from this. So that was like a good year. That was like WrestleMania 84-ish. You know, there's certain eras. So Guinness Book of World Records.
That was where it peaked.
I think in the 70s was.
Yeah, the fat guys on the motorcycles is like, that's part of our history. If you're anywhere between. Like 35, 38 and 55, I think.
Remember that little woman? There was like this. I mean, now we're probably the whole book is probably would get canceled.
It's racist.
Because they call people little people or super tall or whatever. I don't even know if the titles in that book would be a. Yeah, but it was the two big guys on a bike.
Fat dudes. And I don't even know what their record was. Just fat guys.
I just remember twins, them. I think.
They were just
that.
Fat twins.
Now we're fat.
Yeah.
Well, like, I wish reality shows. Could you imagine those two guys running a motorcycle company and they have to customize a bike and get it done by Friday and they're yelling at each other? I'd watch those better than the Tuttles.
Do you watch the 1,000-Pound Sisters? It's a similar show. Woman's so fat, her forehead actually is taking on some of the fat, which I didn't even know you could do. Like her body's just destroyed.
Oh, they're showing that.
The fat guys on bikes. They were bigger than I remember, though. They're huge. And I think both of them had just explosive heart attacks. I mean, you can imagine.
Well, because they're afraid because they're.
That's the one I remember. I don't know if those are the same guys.
The one riding away their asses.
Yeah, the
Guinness Book. I got that and I got the Super Bowl recap. They would recap all the Super Bowls. And you're right. And the next Super Bowl, you'd order it before the next Super Bowl and it wasn't in the one you had. So now you're a year behind already and the other one's coming out.
Well, you guys don't live how I live, but wait till you see this year's Farmer's Almanac.
Are you farming on
that? That thing tells you when the super moon and the Chinese moon.
Seeds.
There's I can't even grow grass. They ripped up all my grass for a new septic field. I don't understand even what that means.
A septic field or drainage field, or something.
So all my grass is. I just when I bought the house, there was nice grass, and then when I saw it, it looked like like a meteor.
It's not going into a tank; it's draining into a field.
There's tanks, and then there's a field. I don't understand the concept. I remember the guy being mad who I bought the house from because it was to code.
Yeah,
and he had to spend an extra $40,000, and he saw it was just me. And he was mad that he was like, well, I'm glad I had to spend $40,000 for one guy.
One guy taking dumps years before there's a problem.
Especially if he's eating Hungry Man TV dinners. He's going to be backed up for a year. I'm not even So I had to do grass, and that was just
– Yeah.
I'm just realizing how expensive houses – like I wanted to get into this like condo community.
Yeah.
But they said I was – It had everything, like pickleball, which I'm obsessed with learning. I've never played.
It takes 2 seconds, and there's absolutely no work.
And there's no running.
You're good at it in Bell's Palsy.
Oh, that's...
You can Bell's Palsy.
Yeah, I wanted this place, and it looked fun, and it was a condo, and it's just me. I don't have kids or anything, so I haven't... And they said, well, you have to be 65 to live in this community.
Right.
So you're too young. And I'm like, well... What if I identify as a 65-year-old?
Right. Legit.
You might want to lawyer up and hand me those keys because I own pants that zip off in a short. So I don't know what's
more 65 than that.
Want to do Golden Girls trivia?
Let's go.
Yeah, I can do it. So
John Heffron's at the Tempe Improv all weekend long. How many shows have you been doing a lot?
It's probably the most I've done in a full year. Some scattered stuff throughout the year, but I mean,
are you excited to get back into this?
Or
is it kind of still like it's too soon?
You know what would be weird is this is the first time I've been on a time zone in my life. You know, now I've been in Michigan for a full year, not traveling. So even coming out here, like that was never a thing. So everything that I used to complain about will come back. I think I'll have about a month of I'm grateful and blessed,
right?
Just for it all to be back, and then I'll be annoyed,
right?
By this,
it's already happened.
I probably won't. The only thing that'll change is I won't travel as much as I used to.
Really,
I think
just right now.
I think I stopped, you know, sprinting like that.
Yeah.
And I don't see me ever getting back to it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do a couple weeks, a month, but I don't think I can ever do.
Did you find any positives from you, like in this last year? Like, because you and I sound like we had the same exact thing. It's like, my God, a year went by, I've accomplished zero. I actually have more to do now because of last year. I could have ticked these boxes. Do you feel like you did anything that benefited John Heffron?
Yeah, enjoying stuff. I went to like more family-y soccer games.
Oh, really?
I did more.
Your family just, or just anybody?
Or just random people's just, families. Yeah, weird.
That's kind of it.
I got a van and I just kind of looked with binoculars.
Much
and then when they
more.
Looked at me, I drove away really quick. You know, I did that more stuff of just not unpacking and getting on a schedule.
Right.
And, you know, as far as work, no, I started a podcast with this guy, John Reap. Really like to do, but it's one of those podcasts where it does well and is catching on, but we're not mean to people. There's a big trend amongst comics now that it's you're attacking each other. It's almost like they're eating their own.
Yeah.
But that's hip and trendy. So if I'm ripping on this comic, people are going to listen to the other comic to see what they're.
Right.
It's just like rap battles from the 80s, and it bores me.
Only 45.
Because it's all
white.
Performance art.
Yeah.
So when I see it, you just go, oh, those guys are really mad at each other. And you're like, they're not. Yeah. They're trying to sell their blue mattress, whatever their sponsors are. It's all fake. I hope everybody knows. So I do one with Reap that's, again, I've always loved morning radio. So it's just a distraction.
Yeah.
It's fun. We have topics. I steal some bit boards that are on radio just for – so we get stuff to talk about.
What's the best one you've stolen? I've never – 23 years. Never taken
it. I pay for it.
Oh, you do?
I pay for it. But it's just stories. It's more of the research of – you know, you hear those like, I don't know if you, I'm looking on your wall to even see if you have this type of radio station here. But those, you know, it's.
Oh, you can bash anybody.
It's it's 9:15. It's wave at them. Your easy morning.
Definitely Tampa.
Once in a life you find it.
here's
Yacht Rocky, but they'll go, you won't believe what's coming up next. We got Christopher Cross coming up. We got Double Zips in, and 98% of women have done this twice in their lives. We'll be back. And then they go.
The teaser.
Yeah. And just the whole time you're listening to that song, you know, Islands in the Stream, then is when you're like, what does 90% of all women do? Yeah. And then you finally get the answer, and you're like, ah. So we'll find like stuff like that. And our favorite thing to do is we call it open looping, and I'm going to do it to your people. We never give answers. We just leave that just hole in your gut. Of just, you never
the
will
tease,
know.
The never follow
we'll
through.
Never follow through.
Just moving on to the next
that's
segment.
That's gold.
Yeah, so I would want to do a podcast like that or do, I'm going to pitch you guys this, tell me everything. The podcast is high concept. It's a guy who's doing light rock.
Yeah.
But he's a horrible human being. And I I have guests on. We talk about horrible this things, super dirty, super whatever. And they go, hold on one second. 7:15, 58 after 7, it'll be about 62 degrees tonight. Don't forget. Mike Bolton tickets coming at you. If ticket, we'll be right back. Right at the thing. And then you hit the thing. Then you hear, you know what? Then I had four of them in my room. And then I was, anyway, we're back. Hey, there's Michael Bolton. And you just kind of, just like, just the worst. Yeah. Like nothing that matches this song.
Yeah.
That's how it was when I did, you know, morning radio with Danny Bonaducci in Detroit. We were adult AC. Which was adult. What's the
adult
AC?
Contemporary.
Yeah. So that means, if I remember correctly, stuff couldn't be too dancey.
Right.
Like there's a weird, if it had
like beats per minute
too many
thing.
Beats per minute, it was too dancey.
Right. Happy hour music.
But it was, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion.
And you're with Bonaducci.
Sean Colvin.
Right.
Tishwala.
Yep.
Collide. You guys play that song?
No, we don't play that one. I know what you're talking about.
Rob Thomas.
Do you know what song? Can you pull up that song or no?
You might be able to.
What is it?
Right. Collide.
Just
by,
go Clyde. Something.
I know who you're talking about. It's not 90s, late 90s Collide. God dang it. I remember. I used to play it. I was at a station that did the same
my
thing.
My favorite. I don't know. Why do I keep falling?
Your chair has Bell's palsy.
Yeah. We would. so we would play.
Howie Day?
Yeah.
That's.
Do you have it?
Collide by Howie Day. Oh, God.
What time is it?
It's 8:52.
Okay.
You're gonna give me the intro.
I just wanted. I see. I don't know why I love the intro of this song. everybody. It's comedian John Heffernan. I'll be at the Tempe Improv all weekend. Two shows a night, Friday. Two shows Saturday, and one on Sunday. It's been a long time since you've been outside. Why don't you come out? Maybe see your neighbors. Just make sure you don't collide.
The dollar. And hit the post, too. Nice. That is so annoying.
And the guy feels like a complete champ.
I worked with a guy post. Years ago that would hit it. He would hit a post, and he'd turn the mics down, and he'd go, Posted. He was like all proud of it. Radio people are so annoying.
I wish you didn't have to pay rights for songs, because I would do a whole podcast of just Posted. That would be it. just all these Posted.
Yeah, like, it's a game you can play too. Like, you can get listeners to call in and go, all right, post this song. Do it. It's not as easy as you think.
No, it's not. Yeah, especially if you don't have a
clock.
I've been obsessed with so I want to do a new podcast studio, but I want the studio to look like a studio from the 70s.
Yeah.
So I've been on eBay looking at old boards or the dial boards.
The dial ones, yeah.
The dial ones with a record player. I just want it to kind of look like that old school. The
WKRP right. looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, just super.
Where we saw, look at the movie FM.
Oh, yeah.
They got that.
It just, I don't want the mic there. And it's just more for me, just because I've just, even though I had one radio job, I'm obsessed with it. I geek about. But I've been listening to Air Check. And for those of you listening, air checks are what radio guys do. They'll tape an hour of their show and kind of have it. And then that way, when they get fired from their one job, they can play them doing a show to another radio station. So you can find all these air checks online from just, famous guys to guys you've never heard of. But there's a bunch from the 50s.
Oh.
From the 50s and 60s. And it's great because you'll hear the music, but it's not like if I go, hey, guys, tell me 60s music or 50s. You're probably only going to tell me the hits.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of music back then that people don't talk about because it was number three on the charts.
Right.
moving with a bullet up to number three. So you kind of hear music you haven't heard that you're like, this is really good.
Yeah.
But the boss jocks.
Oh, they were the
back
best.
Then in the 50s and 60s. They are so, it would come on. They would do always the time at the top of the hour or double time.
Right.
Because this is, I know we do it a joke, but if you're young and listening, there was a time where there was no, you didn't know what time it was when you were in your car.
It was important that guy told you what time it was.
Yeah, unless you drove by a bank, you didn't know what the time is. So that's why the radio guys would always do.
Still important
I still do
information.
It.
Do things on the fives or on the tens.
On the traffic on the nines.
On the bus. Yeah. So you knew.
They were your schedule.
It was your schedule. Yeah. But there were these guys called boss jocks back then where just everything was just big like this. But their live reads or the commercials they would do were so sexist. Like if you hear it, they're going, if you're a woman and you're probably at home as your husband's working, you're going to want better soap. No man wants to come home to a counter that's dirty. That's why you need Oxy Soap. You Oxy Soap your counter while your husband's at work, and when he gets home, he'll have a smile on his face.
It gives 15, you more 15. Time to make
here's,
his cocktail.
Yeah, here's F the Hop. When you're rocking it and rolling. And it's so
I watch old Price is Rights from the 50s, totally different show, and they'll do the live commercials, and one of them just started, ladies, when you're doing laundry, and the guy's just telling her, and he goes, you want it to come out right. And they had some guy walk out and smell the shirt, and he looked at the lady playing his wife, and he goes, that's better. And I'm like, oh, there was a problem in the marriage. Like, the whole commercial just announced that they'd had strife. It was two words. Two words announced all the trouble they'd had. Like, she's not going to take a beating that night, is what I assumed.
Well, that's better.
It was the 50s, John. That's what happened. Those shirts stunk. Somebody paid.
I won't be able to even know this song. I know what the guy looks like.
That'll help.
No, it's a whole song about, ladies, your guy works hard, and there's a bunch of hot women at work, and he gets hit on, and he wants to come home. You should put on
what era is this?
It's like a 60s, 70s songs. And he's like, you should come home. When he comes home, you should be wearing a dress or have your
there's a song
your hair done, because he's got a lot of secretaries he works with. They could be hooking up with.
You're lucky.
You better step up your game.
But it was a number one song. And it's if you hear the words now, it's killing me. It's a super popular song too. I'm open looping you guys.
You're
you
killing me. I'm looking.
No,
yeah.
It's like
we can't even internet this.
Ladies, if you do, you have it.
I'm looking. I need a little bit more.
the guy has blonde hair. Don't be able to live when your guy comes home and then have a drink waiting for him. He's been working hard and you've been doing nothing. I'm just making up. These aren't the words, but it's something like that.
Well, we'll leave it there, now, John. We're out of time.
Oh, that's going to crush your
let's
audience.
Take a look at traffic.
I have to let you go.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 8:58 right now. It's 68 degrees. Look at that. I have 90.
Ladies, you got 2 minutes to vacuum. You got 2 minutes to have that house vacuum for the day.
He might
day.
Be on his way home. You wouldn't want to get caught without
know.
The vacuum.
No, that's better.
That's better. When he said that, I'm like, oh, my God, that fake couple's in so much trouble.
He doesn't want to come home to a dry cake. Yeah. Duncan Hines.
Or a dry wife. Huh? That's better. He's
okay.
Not going to find it. John Heffron's at the Tempe Improv all weekend long. If you want to go check him out. Comedy's back. Live shows are back. It's good to start this thing over again. Maybe it's a super spreader. Who cares anymore?
I think it would have sounded better if you would have did it over Collide.
I think you're probably right. Maybe fire back up.
I'm saying, sure.
Bring it back.
You guys are very successful.
It's
you don't need. You don't need me being a program.
But I'll tell you this.
Program.
Leave people with words of wisdom and let us know.
Goddamn.
Oh, that's not Collide.
That's a commercial.
Hang
on.
Collide. Damn it all. Anyway, I'll try it again. John Heffron at the Tempe Improv all weekend long, a whole bunch of shows. John, leave him with some words of wisdom, man.
8:59. About 3 hours to 11 o'clock. About 188 days of Christmas. Hopefully you got your Christmas shopping done. Just make sure when you got your carts, you're looking at the person in front of you, because you don't want to hit them and collide.
I just like that DJ doesn't realize that 9 o'clock is 3 hours from 11. John, it's good to see you again. John,
thank
have
you guys.
Fun, everybody.
See you guys
it's
98 next
KUPD.
You hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. All right, Heffron has, you're sticking around. John Heffron's still here. He's at the Tempe Improv because we found
Postmaster,
the song you were talking about. We filled the hole that John put together with that.
And it took us forever.
No, it didn't take long.
Went through like five other songs that sounded
tons of them.
Equally as horrible.
When you put in to Google sexist songs of the 60s and 70s, it corrects it to sexiest. So all you get is Marvin Gaye back. And I'm like, so you had to do misogynistic. It's Jack Jones, a dude who sang the theme to The Love Boat. That's who did that, and it's a song called "Wives and Lovers." Should we play it first, and I'll read the
lyrics?
Okay,
now if you're listening, really
listen,
pay attention to just the world we live in now. What this guy is telling you, women listening, this is like a manual.
Post this? You think you can post it?
This is I don't even know how it goes. This is a manual.
Hold on,
there's probably not even a post. No. Oh, I can do this.
Hey,
all right, you got that.
Little
girl. Ready? Go ahead.
Was that like six seconds?
Yeah. Ready? Once you start hearing it, 6 seconds. Go ahead.
I love my cigarettes. Ladies, here's a new manual how to live your life. Jack Jones.
Little girl.
Not good.
Comb your hair. Fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door.
Okay.
Don't think because there's a ring on your finger. You needn't try anymore.
All right, let me break down the first one.
Yeah.
Comb your hair. Yeah. Oh, it says, hey, little girl.
Yeah.
Comb your hair, fix your makeup. Soon he will open the door.
Yeah.
Don't think because there's a ring on your finger, you needn't try anymore.
The
table has been set.
Off, knock off the audition. At the
beginning.
It's because you got the ring.
Yeah,
the ring is still on.
That's basically this version of, we get it. You have yoga pants. Could you try to put something else on? Appreciate it.
What else do you have, Lululemon?
Yeah.
The next batch.
You should always feel lovers do. Run to his arms the moment he comes home to you. I'm warning you.
All right, that's the best line in the song. I'm warning you.
I'm warning you.
Run to his arms the moment he comes home.
Is not met the second he's at the door.
Somebody's going to the ground.
Warning.
Is that asking too much?
Somebody is wearing a face steak tonight.
Yeah. I mean, just like, why can't, while your kids now that are learning on Zoom and everyone, why can't your family just go, Daddy's home?
Yeah,
and run to the door.
That?
What is wrong with
Nothing.
That? Why?
Here's the threat. Here's the warning. You're right. This is the best song ever written.
Day after day, there are girls at the office. And men will always be men.
All right, I'm going to stop here. The best day after day, there are girls at the office, and men will always be men. You can't stop a moving dick, is essentially what he's saying.
Men always
are always a swordsman.
This train is going to a tunnel. It's yours or it's someone else's.
Most politicians out of trouble lately. Men will be men. It's locker room talk. Men will be men.
The next line's great.
Yeah.
Don't send him off with your hair still in curlers. You may not see him again.
Wow.
He is 1 foot out the door at all times based on your appearance.
You wear those curlers.
You wear those big curlers. He looks at them one more time.
You're done.
So you think about that, ladies, as you're about to go running and you put your hair up on one of those scrunchies. Maybe your man's sick of seeing the scrunchie.
Yeah.
Huh? Maybe you tease it up like 1984 again. Maybe give it that look.
How great would it be, though? Throw a little effort on. You come home and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, you're not in sweats in one of my t-shirts.
But then he ups it. Not only that, when you leave the house, better look good.
Better get it right. Yeah. Hey, little girl, better wear something pretty. Something you'd wear to go to the city and dim all the lights, pour the wine, start the music. Time to get ready for love.
Okay. The first sentence, hey, little girl, already creeps me out. I would like to know that she's an adult of consent. In that sentence, there's something pretty, something you'd wear to go into the city.
Yeah.
Was there a counter? Was there a female version?
Like Orange Juice Jones? I saw you and him in the rain or whatever.
Or
the girl rebuffs it.
I'm going to jump on you like a squirrel gets a nut. You're just cornflakes without the milk. But wasn't there, there was that female. She sings. Don't want your letter.
Oh, don't send it. This is a game you're playing.
No,
with me. You're having fun with me now.
Song, kind of?
It's the one. The Return to Sender.
Return to
was
Sender
was Elvis.
Right.
And then some other a female artist sang "Don't Want Your Letter."
Oh, really?
That's why
they had a counter.
I keep sending it back to you.
I don't remember
because
that.
You're creeping me out. You keep sending me letters all the time, and I don't want your letter. Is basically what the thing. But there should have been a rebuttal.
Oh, absolutely. The close of the song is pretty soft.
Okay.
Wait, I think I jumped it.
Time to get ready.
He just constantly says, "Time to get ready for love."
Time to get ready.
Come on! That's a finish.
Pick it up.
Come on, let's have all the skirts in the audience stand up and go. Let's hear it. Let's have all the ladies get up and go make their husband sandwiches right now. Go make them
some
sandwiches, pour them some milk,
ever heard.
Hand them their paper, and put on their slippers.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That song was number one.
It was a big hit, 64.
I believe in 1964.
The Beatles had just gotten here, and this is what we were listening
to.
And this is him doing it to a woman live.
My dad was mounting my mom, making me at this time.
Well, she was, that's right, 1 year. That's the year before.
So he's crooning. He's literally finding somebody in the audience. If he said this is live.
Yeah.
And he looks at the audience and go, out of everybody here, who needs their hair to be done?
Right, you. Get up here. You need this advice more than anyone.
Here's the answer to Return to Sender.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
What is it? It's I Don't Want Your Letters by Jerry Granger.
Man.
It's the same song.
Handed me a letter. Saw it came from you.
Oh, man.
I gave it back to the postman. You and I are through. You better know it.
New phone, who dis? I just write the new phone, who dis? Yeah. There's so many, all these songs, new phone, who dis? There's so many. I don't know why kids today just don't redo all these. Because it's just, I don't want your D-pick. Yeah. That's the first, right?
Like, return your deep.
Yeah,
return the deep pick.
Yeah. Address something underneath. Yeah. Don't want you. Yeah.
That's like, hilarious.
I say that there should be a lot of people jumping on all the yeah. counterpoints to all these things.
Yes. Yeah. I completely agree.
In this generation, those people are the ones banning books and
yeah.
Those old guys who like that song, ladies, are telling you what to do with your body.
That's right.
So
we missed them. We missed them, is what John said.
Okay. So now, ladies, people, we've yeah. let you listen to the radio for 20 minutes. Let's get back to those window cleaning.
They're not going
to
clean themselves.
Okay, all right. Okay, listen, yeah. we let you drive around yeah. in cars today. Okay,
it was the men a good have day. Entertained you now yes. for a good hour.
This don't show up in curlers
cleaning things. My show ends in 42 minutes. Right. That house better be ready.
Right. Or I'm out of here.
Those awesome. Curlers off.
You want to stay for the entertainment? We're just going to skip the squares today. It's just too low. Well, I mean, we haven't even prepped them yet, so we'll just skip
them.
We'll do the entertainment drill in just a little bit. Here, I'm going to let you post again. John Heffron's going to post. I'm Jeremy. Poor. It's Jeremy.
The song?
Yeah, ready? Here it goes. I don't even know how long
I don't
it is.
Even know. This is...
Oh, you got a long post.
9:18, 18 after 9, almost 10 o'clock. You got a kid? Is he a little quiet? Maybe sit him down. You have a talk with him. A lot of kids going through a lot of things right now. It's important to have that communication between your kids.